Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Parshas Vayeshev, Abba Aleinu Latova, is the parsha that's typically read the Shabbos prior to Shabbos Chanukah or Shabbos Chanukah proper. If you take a look in Parshas Hashavuah, you'll see many hints, many references to Chanukah that the Poskim, the Rishonim, Achronim all point out. But one of the more classic discussions regarding Hilchos Chanukah that relates to Parshas Vayeshev is Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Chav Bayis, Amud Aleph, quoted by Rashi in the Pasuk Habor Reik. Ein bo mayim, Breishis, Perek, Lamed, Zayin, Parshas, Vayeshev, the Torah tells us that when Yosef was thrown into the pit, he was thrown into a pit and the boar was rake, it was empty. Ein bo mayim, there was no water in the pit. Asks the Gemara, Mimashma, Shinemar, Behabor, Rake, Ein yodeh, Shem bo mayim, the fact that the Torah already describes and tells us that the pit was empty. Of course, it's implicit that there's no water in it. Answers the Gemara, Rashi quotes it again, Elamat Talmud Lomer Ein Bo Mayim. What does it mean that there was no water in the pit? Mayim Ein Bo. Indeed, there was no water in the pit, but explicitly and specifically there was no water in the pit. However, Nechashim Va'akravim Yesh Bo. There were snakes and scorpions. Thus, Haborek Ein Bo Mayim. There was no water, but there were snakes and scorpions. That's the Gemara, Rashi brings it. Parshat Vayeshev Mesech HaShabbos Dav Chav Beis Amar Aleph. And indeed, this Gemara and this Agadata is referenced within the Gemara's discussing the halachos of Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara immediately prior to that says, Ner Chanukah, shehinich lamala michaf ama psula kesuka ukemavui. A Ner Chanukah, a menorah that's placed above 20 amos, roughly 35 or 40 feet, is pasul kesuka ukemavui. And the reason for that is, the Rashi explains, lo shalta be'en lamala michaf ama veleka persumenisa. The whole purpose, the whole point of Ner Chanukah is the ability to personify and to glorify the miracle, persumenisa. And once it's above 20 amos, it's not so obvious, it's not so nikar le'naim, lo shalta be'ena. One's eyes don't immediately recognize it, and for that reason, it's possible. So, seemingly, the reason for the juxtaposition of these two Gemaras in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph, because they're the same Amora. Rav Kana quotes Rav Nassim bar Menumi Mishmeid Rav Tanchum, and more often than not, we see that an Amora who's quoted will list and will cite and will reference many citations from that Amora. So, since Rav Kana quotes Rav Nassim bar Menumi in the name of Tanchum, who has the halacha about a Ner Chanukah that's placed above Chaf Amos, we also tell the Gemara, Darshening Habor Reik Ein Bo Mai. However, the Torah Tzmiyam in this pasuk in Breishis Lamed Zayin, Parshas Vayeshev, explains something even deeper. And that is the fact that the boar rake Ein Bo Mayim would seem to indicate that Reuven and the brothers, their entire intent of placing Yosef into the boar was so that they'd be able to take him out and ultimately save him and to sell him. They had no intention whatsoever that he should be hurt, injured, or even killed by the snakes and scorpions. The mashmos, therefore, is that they didn't even know that there were snakes and scorpions in the pit that they were throwing into. Because if there were, they would have never thrown him into the pit. They didn't want Yosef dead. They wanted to remove Yosef from the pit, which is exactly what happened the next day. They removed him, and they sold him. Until he was finally sent to Mitzrayim. That was the miracle. That was the nes. And they weren't able to know that. Thus, the Tartamima suggests that the boar was so deep, it was upwards of 20 amos, and therefore they couldn't even see into the pit. And that's the juxtaposition of the Gemara, the Ner Shel Chanukah, Shehinicha Lamala, Mechaf Amma, Psula Kisoku Kemavu. That's the Torah Tamima's Pshat and the juxtaposition of these two Gemaras, Haborek Ein Bo Mayim, and the Halach of Ner Shel Chanukah, Shenich Lamal Mechaf Amma, Psula Kisoku Kemavu, just like it's possible. To Lo Shalta Be'ena, you can't see it, so too the depth of the boar that Yosef was thrown into was so deep that they couldn't even tell that there were snakes and scorpions in it. But what emerges here very clearly, and this is what we'll discuss this evening, is that the point and the purpose, the tachlis and the toelis of halakas neros Chanukah is pirsume nisa, to personify the great miracle. And thus, if it's lo shalta be'ena l'mala mechaf, if you can't see the Chanukah menorah above 20 amos, it's pointless, it's purposeless, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And this, of course, leads us to the halachic discussion of where to place one's menorah in one's home, in one's apartment, wherever one's place of abode is, where specifically should it be placed? And the Gemara tells us, Masechta Shabbos, a Braisa Daf Chaf Aleph, quoted the halacha in Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Hey, Ner Chanukah Manicho Al Pesach HaSamach L'Rishus HaRabbi Mibachutz. The halacha is that you place a menorah in the entrance to one's home, facing into Rishus HaRabbim. And the Mechaber qualifies that in Siv Zayin, saying that mitzvah lanicha betepfach hasamach lepesach l'smo. You should put it on the left-hand side of the exit, or the entrance to one's home, on the left-hand side, within a pesach, within a tefach, to the entrance, kedesh tehe mezuzah yamin v'ner chanukah mismo, that one should have the mezuzah on the right-hand side, the lintel of the door, v'ner chanukah on the small, on the left-hand side, you'll be surrounded by mitzvah. So ideally, mikra adin, the ner chanukah should be placed outside on the doorstep, in the entrance to one's home, on the left-hand side, the menorah on the left-hand side, the mezuzah on the right-hand side, surrounded by mitzvahs, personifying the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. However, the Gemara continues, quote again, in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Chanukah, Simen Tafresh, Ayin Aleph, Sifei, Vim Hayadar Ba'aliyah. Let's say you live on a second floor. You live in a second story, and you don't have an exit to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The halach in that context is, Manicho B'chalon HaSomach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You should place the menorah in the window, because if you place it in the window, it will be seen, and you'll still be able to personify the miracle. However, b'shas ha-sakana, if it's still dangerous and you can't put it in the window, shein rishay l'kayim ha-mitzvah, you're unable to perform the mitzvah in the ideal way, manicho al shulchana v'dayu, you place it on the table in your home, and that is sufficient, that's enough, and indeed, that's what we essentially do today, that today is a shas ha-sakana. The Rishonim saying, this is what has been the practice for upwards of 1,000 years, we leave the menorah indoors, especially in the Golus, where it's still some level of sakana. However, we do leave it in the window, as we will discuss momentarily. But the halacha hasn't changed, and that eternal danger that still exists has not been changed yet. Shibane Beis Hamikdash will be zocha again to head to Eretz Yisrael, and those of us who will not be in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah behidura, placing it at the exit to one's door. But in our context, in our situations, when we don't do that, the question is, where do we place the menorah? What's the lechatchila place to place the menorah indoors? Should we place it in the window facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Or should we still place it inside our home on a table? Or should we place it inside our home on the left side of a door, of an entrance or an exit to the home on the inside, or in any left-hand side of any doorpost in the home? Since we are using and fulfilling the mitzvah of Chanukah inside the home, where exactly should the menorah be placed? And indeed, the Rama addresses this here, commenting on the Mechaber in Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tafresh, Ayin Aleph. Siv Zayin, the Rama writes as follows. Umihu bizman hazeh shukulonu madlikim b'fneim. The custom has been in Ashkenaz to light indoors. Vein heker lebnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim klal. There is no clear way to absolutely personify and make note of the miracle for those on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, those living outside and walking the streets. You don't have to be so concerned to light indoors on the left-hand side of a door, of a post. Umikol makom, nonetheless, says the Rama, haminog lahadlik betefach hasamach lepesach kmo bimeim, ve'ein lishanos. Nonetheless, even though we're lighting indoors, we should still do it exactly the same way that we did it when we were lighting outdoors. Place a menorah indoors on the inside of one's doorway, on the left-hand side, so you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs. You'll have the menorah on the left side, you'll have the mezuzah on the right side, and you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs. Thus, says the Rama, that's the appropriate thing to do. However, the Rama says two things. On the one hand, he says, "Bizman hazeh shukulonu madlikim b'fneim v'ein hekel b'nei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, ein lachosh kol kach v'ein madlikim b'tefach samach pesach." You don't have to be concerned. You don't really have to place it on the left-hand side, inside of your home. However, the Rama says in the same breath, you should still do so on the inside, on the left-hand side. So what's the Rama saying? Should you place it on the left-hand side inside, or should you not? Both the Bir Halach and the Shaar Tzion, the commentaries of the Mishnah Berurah himself, in on the Mishnah Berurah, says that what the Ramar means is haminag hanachon lehisnahe kach. The ideal practice, the best thing to do, is to light the menorah indoors on the left-hand side. However, it's okay if you're unable to do that. It can't be that he means both in the same breath. Ideally, lechatchila, you should place it indoors on the left-hand side. But if you can't do that, then the next best thing to do is to place it in the window. What seems to emerge from a simple, clear reading of the Rama is the lechatchila approach, the ideal, the pious, the most meticulous way, the medaktikim, what they would do was to light the menorah indoors on the left-hand side. However, the Magen Avraham, the Levush Esrad, commenting on the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Sif Katan Lamed Ches, says as follows: Im yesh lo chalon hasamach l'Rishos HaRabim. However, if you have a window adjacent, facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the public domain, nachon yosir shi'anichenu sham, better to place it in the window. Because you'll be able to personify, to glorify the miracle even more if you're placing it in the window facing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as opposed to placing it on the left-hand side of a door inside the house. Therefore, the psak of the Magen Avraham, the psak of the Levush Esrad, the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, quoting both the Magen Avraham and the Levush Esrad, is to place it in the window. But the shaila is why? If the Ikar Adin of the Ramah is to place it inside on the left-hand side, the same way you would do it when you were lighting the menorah outside on the left-hand side, why should we place it in the window? Why would that be an even better thing to do? So the Levush Esrad explains as follows. The concept, the idea, the halacha and the practice to place the menorah on the left-hand side is only because it's a nice thing to have the menorah on the left side and the mezuzah on the right side. She should be mistoviv mitzvahs, she should be surrounded by mitzvahs. But that's not the ikar hadin. The primary function of the menorah is that it should be lefarsim esanes, to personify, to glorify the miracle. Therefore, you should better glorify the miracle by placing it in the window than by fulfilling this added hiddur of lighting it on the left side so that you're surrounded by the mezuzah on the right and the menorah on the left. And therefore, explains the Levush Esrad, that's the reason behind the psak of the Magen Avraham, better to place it in a window so it could be seen by the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Lefarsim Esenes. It's more important to be Mefarsim Esenes, because that's the Ikar Adin, that's the Siba, that's the basis behind the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Better to put it in the window than to place it on the left side inside, because that's only a hiddur, that's only an extra added chumrah. Better to fulfill the Ikar Adin of leaving the Farsim Masanes, to put it in the window, than by placing it on the left-hand side inside. Indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Archaim, Chelik Dalet, Simen Kuf Chuf He, Paskins exactly like the Magen Avraham, like the Levush Esrad, not like the Ramani. He writes as follows: Av she Ikar Bezman Ezehu HaHekir Livnei Havayis. Even though today, contemporarily, says Rav Moshe, that the Ikar Hidr and the Ikar Mitzvah of Chanukah, of the Pirsumi Hanes, is the Bnei Habayis, because we're not lighting outdoors contemporarily. Whatever you can do to personify and to glorify the miracle even more, that's what you should do, and therefore place it in the window. And then Rav Moshe writes, V'chein ani noheg, this is my custom, says Rav Moshe Zatzal, Shani madlik b'cholon hanir b'chutz la'ovim v'shavim sham, I light my menorah in the window so that passerbys can see it. V'chein ag adon yavi agon Zatzal, so did my father the Gon, zichron l'vracha. V'har b'gedolor shalafenion, and many of the great giants, the gedolim of the previous generations. Mehayom shenas yefshel hadlik b'chutz, from the moment it became prohibited and impossible to light outdoors, v'chein hu hanachon l'dina, this is the right and appropriate thing to do, v'chein isa b'mishnah berurah sifkat l'mechas, v'chein yesh l'kvot harosein hakdosh l'snag, says Rav Moshe, no stones unturned, there's nothing to talk about, it's uncontested. Rav Moshe finds in Ingris Moshe, chelik dalet or achayim simen kuf kufay, to tshuva that he writes, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Turner, that the appropriate thing to do, Zion Kislev Tavshin Lamed Hey, is to light in the window, not to light on the left-hand side, on the inside of the door. And it's for this reason that Rav Moshe's psak has left an indelible imprint upon those of us in America, and that's the reason it has become the very, very common practice to light in the window with a greater piersum adnes, as opposed to lighting inside on the left-hand side. It is important to point out that there were many poskim who said, indeed, that you should light even inside, on the left-hand side, many in the Hasidic community, many Hasidim, this has become their practice, like the Ikar Hadin of the Ramah, not like the Magen Avraham, not like the Levush Esrad, not like the Mishnah Berurah, not like Rav Moshe Feinstein, but for Anu Yotzim, based upon the Psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, based upon the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, and the Levush Esrad, our custom, the right thing to do, the appropriate thing to do, is to light in the window, to place it in the window. However, this is all in a private home. Back to our Gemara, which we began with. However, if you're in an apartment building where if you're above the second floor or the third floor where you're dealing with an apartment building where you have a window, but the window is facing a main street, but the main street is 35 or 40 feet off of your window. Because once you hit a second or a third floor, there's no question that you're going to be above 20 amas. The question is, in that circumstance, what's the right thing to do? Now, Rav Moshe writes very, very clearly that the right thing to do is to light in the window. However, let's say your window is above 20 amas, as I said, in an apartment building, not in a private home. You live on the second floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, the fifth floor, whatever, higher and higher up. If that's the case, what do you do? As the Gemara says, as we noted, Lamalam Esrim Amma Psula Kesaku Gemavoy. How do you handle that situation? So the Mishnah Berurah again commenting on this case, as does the Shaar HaTzion, point out that indeed if your window is Lamalam Esrim Amma, is above 20 Amos, if you have a window that's facing the street in that circumstance, in that situation, you should not light in the window. It's not the right thing to do because you're above 20 amos. Once you're above 20 amos, you're not fulfilling the Ikra Adin. Achein, says the Shaar HaTzion, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Mem Beis, Im Achalon Gavo Mi Karka Rishos Arabim, Lemala Mesrim Amma, Vein Hekel Ebnei Rishos Arabim, As Tov Yoseh Laniach BaPesach. So indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, and this was the Psak of the Magen Avraham, the Levush HaYisrod, that it's better to light in the window than to light in the left-hand side of the door on the inside. That's all true if your window is lower than 20 amos, lower than 35 or 40 feet. But if you're in an apartment building, your window is above 35 or 40 feet from ground floor and from the way that people will walk, then in that context, the Shaar HaTzion writes explicitly, calling the Pisrei Tshuva Chadash, better to light on the left-hand side. However, did Rav Moshe argue even on this Shaar HaTzion? What is his position if you live in an apartment building? As noted, it's not explicit in the Igros Moshe. I tried figuring out how high Rav Moshe's apartment building was on the east side. Was he up of 20 amos? Was he not higher up than 20 amos? Not so clear, hard to know. I couldn't figure that out. I couldn't get to the bottom of that explicitly. But on the Tshuvas V'Dibartabam, which is a contemporary Tshuva Sefer of Psukim from Rav David Feinstein, explaining the Psukim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, he addresses this question explicitly. And says Rav David, quoted in the Tshuvas V'Dibartabam, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, even if you live in an apartment building, and even if your apartment building window is upwards of 35 or 40 feet, still the halacha is, according to Rav Moshe, that you should still place it in the window. And the question is why? What's the basis? This seems to go against the Gemara. It seems to go against the Mishnah Berurah. So in the Tshuvas V'Dibartabam, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, there are four different reasons that Rav David Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, cited as to why his father felt that it's still better to light above 20 amos in a window as opposed to on the left side. And that is, it's still possible to see it at that height. Therefore, even the minimal, the small publicizing of the miracle still outweighs the virtue of placing it on the left side of the door. The left side of the door is a hinder. It's a nice thing to do to place on the left side so that the mezuzah will be on the right and the menorah on the left. But even if some people can see it upwards of 20, almost at 35, 40 feet, at least you get some people to see it. And therefore, that is the better thing to do, even in an apartment building. Furthermore, a second reason. Once the purpose and the point of lighting the menorah today indoors, and the main purpose for lighting indoors is for the Bnei HaBayis, one can still fulfill that requirement by lighting the menorah in the window. So you'll be Yotzei both. You'll be able to be Mefarse Masenes LeBnei Rishos HaRabim and for Bnei HaBayis at the same time. So if the whole purpose of lighting on the left side is that you'll be able to personify and to glorify the miracle for the people on the inside of the home and at the same time be surrounded by the mitzvah, I could still be Mefarsanify and I could still be Mefarse Masenes on the indoors and at the outdoors at the same time once I place it in the window as well. Number three, since buildings today are always taller than what they were in Talmudic times, people generally, says Reb David, are more accustomed to looking higher up. When the Gemara said, Lo shalta be'ena l'mala me'esrim, it's pasul, kesuka k'mavoy, that's because people weren't accustomed to looking so high up. But today it's easier to see menorah at heights greater than 20 amos because of the taller buildings. People are accustomed to looking higher and taller, and therefore for that reason, in the Tshuvas V'Dibartabam, quoting Reb David, he says to place it in the window, even if it's l'mala me'esrim. Finally, a fourth reason that he places and posits as such, because windows in apartment buildings above 20 amos often are facing opposite windows in another building. And therefore, when you're publicizing, personifying, glorifying, being mefarsim the neis from one window, l'mala me'esrim, to another, another window lamas, and from one apartment to another apartment building, that's an adequate way to publicize the miracle, and therefore that would be the right thing to do. That's what Reb David says, quoting the Truvas of Dibartbam Simon Kufayin Tes. This is also the opinion of the Truvas Shevet Halevi Rav Ozner, Chelek Dalet Simon Samech Hey. Also in the Sefer Neri Shubesto, chapter 5, footnote 3, also quotes a tshuva of Rav Ozner on this psak halacha. And therefore, for that reason, whether or not your window is lamala mesim or lamata mesim, the psak of Rav Moshe is that it's better to light in the window than to light on the inside of your house on the left side. Therefore, it's for that reason that we have found in America that everybody is lighting in the window. You find the window that is most blatant, that is most obvious, where you could personify and glorify the miracle in the greatest, most significant way. And that is the way that we're mekayim the mitzvah and makom hadlaka, to light in a place where you could see it inside. And hopefully at the same time, you'll also be able to be mefarsin the neis to the b'nei reshus harab. And what's fascinating that emerges from this is two very, very interesting things. The first is what the Levush Yisroel says in Rav Moshe notes is how to weigh something. And that means that on the one hand, there's a hider, there's a chumrah, there's a nice idea that you should be mistovev in mitzvos. You should be surrounded by mitzvos, the menorah on the left side, the mezuzah on the right side. However, that's only a nice thing. You always have to make sure to get the Ikar Hadin. And the Ikar Hadin is to be Mefarsim SNA. So therefore, better to light in the window, which is Me'ikar Hadin, to make sure that people see it, than to light inside on the left-hand side, where you're just getting the Chumro or the Hidur or the Kiyum of being surrounded by mitzvahs. That's the first thing, which is interesting to note. And therefore, Rav Moshe held that it's best to place it in the window. Of course, at the same time, we have to appreciate that there are other minhagim, and many poskim from earlier generations, including the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chayyadim, seem to pass in like the straight Psak Dorma, to put it inside on the left-hand side. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, Nara Nara Pashta. If you don't have a minhag, I would suggest that you do put it in the window, and I think that's almost the ubiquitous and uniform practice amongst Ashkenazim today is to put it in the window. Finally, I'll point out that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted by his grandsons in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo in his parak on Makom Halakos Neros Chanukah that notes that Rav Shlomo Zalman prior to Chanukah every year would review Hilchos Chanukah very intensely, specifically the portions and the parts about where to light the menorah, because he said, "Ein lonu shrashim b'shas." We don't have real sources in Shas for our situations in the Gemaras than in Maseches Shabbos, when you're dealing with homes that were much, much different than ours, significantly different than ours. We didn't have apartment buildings, and we didn't have the types of homes and the complicated batim that we're living in today. So therefore, in order to extrapolate, and in order to learn, and in order to understand and appreciate the Psak Halacha that's Yotze L'maisa, Hayamim, Hayim, Bazman, Ezeh, in order where to light, it's complicated, because our living conditions are different. They had Chatzeros, we don't have Chatzeros. We have apartment buildings, they didn't have apartment buildings. We have a lot of Lamalim Esim, they didn't have so much Lamalim Esim. The entire way that we live, and our homes are quite different, and for that reason, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zechon Bracha, said that he reviewed and reviewed Chaz and Chaz, the Halachas, and Makam Halachas, Neir Chanukah significantly. May we be zocha to the Oros of Chanukah, to the Pirsa Manes of Chanukah, to the Nisim of Chanukah, to fulfill this beautiful, beautiful mitzvah, the mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. This is such a special mitzvah of Neir Chanukah, to light in the right place, to fulfill the mitzvah of Neir Chanukah, Siyata Deshmayin, to also to be zocha to Nisim Bayomim Ahim Bazman Hazeh.